There we go. 3, 2, 1.
Boom! And welcome to the Big Honker Podcast. Let's call this what do we call this episode now? Did you know? Sponsored by Mallard Bay.
My timing was impeccable.
Prairie Rose Outfitters in Saskatchewan, Canada. You need to check them out at mallardbay.com. They can get you hooked up with Prairie Rose Outfitters and go do a once-in-a-lifetime waterfowl hunt this fall in Canada. And that is with Mallard Bay. Okay, Andy, did you know? I'm going to start it out today.
You go ahead. You start it out.
Okay. Did you know which states are the most Christian states in the United States?
It's going to be in the Bible Belt. This is going to sound probably not very good, but it's going to be a state. I bet if you looked it up, it's going to be a state that has a low IQ.
Wow. It's coming from a Christian. That sounds pretty terrible.
It does. I said it was going to sound terrible. So I am going to say. So
why do you say that then? You think dumb people have to be Christians?
I feel like the more educated you get, the less you rely on faith, if that makes sense.
I'm picking your. I agree with you 100%.
So I'm going to say Kentucky or Alabama.
Alabama is number one. Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas.
Not Kentucky.
And then West Virginia.
Which is Kentucky.
Oklahoma, Georgia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. So predominantly SEC football and Christianity run hand in hand.
Right.
Maybe that's why they
have
the best football.
You want a good program? Turn to the Lord.
God and pigskin. Anyways, those are the 10. Also, there's something else that's very common there, too. Basically, they're all red states, including Georgia's a red state. They just done a lot of cheating there. But that's all red states, all ran by Republicans and conservatives.
Right.
The least
would be, we're going to do this. Okay, so the least is going to be a northeast state.
Okay.
I am going to say Massachusetts.
That is the least, not Catholic, the least Christian.
And the most blue.
Percentage of population in the bluest state there probably is, and liberal idiots. New York is the second most, which that's because of New York City, because you get outside of New York City and upstate New York's just like Texas.
Okay.
Wow.
State with the highest IQ, Massachusetts.
Yep. Now, New Hampshire, it's Massachusetts, New York, Vermont, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, New Jersey, California, Nevada, Connecticut, Maine, and then Idaho.
Now let's see what state has the lowest. Mississippi has the lowest. Or Alabama's number 6.
California. That kind of surprises me because California's got all the tech stuff, and I would say the sharpest people in the United States.
Now, this is according to datapandas.org. Right. So, I mean, you got a problem with these numbers, take it up with them.
Yeah. California surprises me because of all the money and the wealth in the Silicon Valley and how smart those people are out there. Because I would say outside of you going to a place that's got a high Asian influence.
Right.
That area is going to be the highest IQ because the smartest people in the world are those people from Vietnam, Thailand. I don't know what you call that. It's not Middle East, but Far East.
Asia.
Asia. That's the smartest people by IQs in the world. So anyways, that was my first part is the states with the deal. Now
I was 2 for 2.
You done really good on that. Let me go to my other one here. What would you say is the most popular dog breed in America?
The lab.
No, it's not.
That's a bullshit article.
It's not. I thought that would have been my guess, too.
It's the number one selling. Yes, it is the lab.
No, it's
that
not.
That is a wrong article.
No. This comes from AKC.
Then the lab had to get overtaken this year.
Last year it did. And the Labrador was the number one dog for 31 years in a row.
Okay.
And it's not.
So there's a new dog. Is it a big dog? It's not a little ankle biter?
No, it's not a shit dog. That's what I refer to as the little dogs.
Golden Retriever then.
That's third.
What's another cute and cuddly dog?
I didn't say it was cute and cuddly.
Really? It's not a pit bull.
No.
It can't be a pit bull.
Nope.
It'll be my next dog. It'll be the dog that I would have if I didn't have another lab. A bull mastiff.
No. No.
Then I don't know.
The number five one is a poodle.
Okay.
Number four is a German Shepherd.
Okay.
Three is a Golden Retriever. Two is a Labrador Retriever. Number one, a French Bulldog.
I guess I could see that.
I can't. I'm not a Bulldog guy at all. Right. I don't understand that. I know a lot of people do them. I know they're very, very, very expensive. I think a French Bulldog puppy is $3,000 to $5,000.
Yeah, they're expensive.
But
they have terrible lives too. Their legs are too short for their body, and their noses are too short to get the amount of oxygen that they need. They have terrible lives, and they don't live very long.
That's the five most popular dog breeds.
Huh.
Now, my last did you know for this week.
And Bulldog took him over. Yep. Wow.
And I was really impressed. A guy messaged me yesterday, and he told me his kids listen to this.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And they try to guess along with what we're doing.
So right.
I said, well, we try to keep this clean then.
Yeah.
We've done a really good job on this.
I think so.
Being more politically correct. Okay. Now, which state? Let me ask you this. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to put this. We're going to talk about weddings.
Okay.
How much do you think an average wedding costs?
$50,000.
No, it's almost, but it's not.
It's not 50K?
Uh-uh.
35.
It's like 48.
Well, get rounded up.
It's not 50, it's 48. That's the most expensive state. By average, it's like 26,000. Which state do you think has the highest wedding cost?
California.
No.
New York.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Huh. I would say out there just because, I mean.
The venue, you would have figured.
Right.
Nope. California is not even in the top half.
Massachusetts.
Nope.
Florida.
Mm-mm.
I'm out of guesses.
Rhode Island. Average cost of a wedding in Rhode Island is $49,207. Washington, D.C., $47,000. Vermont, 46. New Jersey, 45. New York, 45. That's top five.
So here's my dumb question of the day. Where's Nantucket?
That's in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So is Martha's Vineyard.
Which is kind of, I figured that was like a destination for a lot of people in the city to go have their wedding venue.
That would be expensive. Nantucket. I'm sure on Nantucket, it probably, or Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard's more expensive than
Nantucket. So that's why I said Massachusetts. Because I was pretty sure those two places were in Massachusetts. And I was like, where do people go that live in the city? Nantucket.
Rhode Island, I can only figure out because in Newport is that blue right. blood area with all the wealth and shit and all those big homes and stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful place. Do you know where the cheapest place to get married in the United States is?
Alabama.
No. You're just really down on Bama today.
New Mexico.
Alaska.
Well, that makes sense. Nobody's getting married up there.
14,000. South Dakota's next with 15,000.
Yeah.
Nevada, which I thought would be the cheapest because there's people can go get married out there for $100.
Yeah.
And there's more people get married there than anywhere. 17 well, grand in Nevada.
And you can have Elvis yep. marry you. So that's a deal.
Iowa, 17,000. Arkansas, 18,000.
Yeah, but we've seen who comes from Iowa.
Yep.
So
Vern Hecker's going to be real happy with you.
I was more talking about happy.
yeah. Okay.
No offense, Vern. Talking about our pheasant guide.
Texas was 29,000. And California is 36,000. California is behind Hawaii, Illinois, Puerto Rico, Connecticut, Maine, Massachusetts. Wyoming was number six, and that really surprised me. Do you know what the most expensive part of the wedding is?
Flowers.
Wedding venue.
Oh.
Average about 12,000.
Yeah.
Catering's next at 10. Band or DJ, 2,000 to 7,000. Wedding planner, $1,500 to $5,000.
I don't know why I said flowers.
Yeah, that was pretty stupid.
That was I'll give dumb. You that.
Photographer's next, videographer behind that, then flowers.
What's flowers cost?
$2,500 to $6,000.
And they're going to die.
Yeah, stupid money to waste. What? Getting married is a waste of money. not being married, but having a big wedding. Weddings and funerals, biggest waste of money. Take that money, put a down payment on a house, go on a bunch of vacations, do something enjoyable. Because all you're doing is feeding a bunch of fucking freeloaders.
Keep it clean, Jeff. Yep. We have children listening.
I said feeding a bunch of freeloaders.
No, you said the F word.
Did I?
Keep it PC. Oh,
screw them. Yeah, that's better. Anyways, that's my did you knows.
That is your did you know, and we're all smarter for it. So thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay. I've got two.
Okay.
One's going to sound very, very racist. So There's your precursor.
You've done made fun of everybody in the Southeast because of their religion and their IQ. So go right ahead.
Well, this is going to sound quite racist. Okay. Do you know why Africans, people of African descent, have wide noses?
You try to set me up to say something real bad now, too. I was going to say getting chased by lions, but that's not
this
it. Something to do with...
Science has backed it. I've looked this up because I heard an African-American gentleman talking about why African people have wide noses and short, curly hair.
Has something to do with the oxygen intake?
Does not.
Okay, well, then I'm way off. Go ahead, tell me then.
Climate. Okay. So if you look at people that have... adapted closer to the equator, you just look at the human race. If you go with the scientific terms, the human race started around Africa, right? Mm-hmm. Around the equator.
Mesopotamia.
Right. So I mean the human race, we migrated further and further from the equator as human civilization progressed. So what your nose does is it's like your air conditioner, basically. So when you live close to the equator, you don't have to heat up the air as it goes to your brain. So you can have a wide nose. As your nose starts to shrink and as you go further and further from the equator, it gets colder and drier. That's why people get bloody noses in the wintertime. So as humans went further and further north and as more time went by, their noses started to shrink because a smaller nostril will disrupt the air more as you breathe in through your nose, and it heats the brain up as it goes to your nose. Conversely, also the hair, your neck is a very important part. You got a lot of arteries in there. That blood's got to stay warm. So as we went further and further north and as more time went by, we started developing longer, stringier hair to heat up our necks and heat up our vital parts here around our neck. So
we've evolved, and as we've evolved, our body has changed.
We've adapted.
Okay, adapted.
Right. And that's another thing. So Tucker Carlson was on Rogan, and he had a really interesting point of view. He said, if evolution was real, it wouldn't be a theory anymore. Like when Darwin came about and he put forth his theory of evolution, however many years ago it was, like it would be past a theory by now, but it's still just a theory of evolution. So he says adaptation is definitely real. Evolution, there's a lot of holes in it. So it's kind of changed my thinking on some things. But we did adapt to colder and drier climates by shrinking our nose down and growing straighter hair.
Interesting. Did you know?
My next did you know, and I've already told you this one, but I'll tell it for the people that weren't at the Pee-wee track meet. Let me find it. A little bit depressing, not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. This is a little upsetting, but it is facts. So if the next 40 years play out like the last 40 years did, as far as expenses, a new car will cost $136,000. Average rent will be $9,200. Gas per gallon, a gallon of gas will cost you $13.40. The average home price will be $1.8 million. And your average salary will be $103,000.
So that doesn't make sense. So the average salary is going to be $100,000 a year.
103.
But rent's going to be $110,000 average.
Yes. Yeah. We'll
somebody's a little off there. Somebody's going to be gonna be a lot of homeless.
No, that's just if the last 40 years play out in the next 40 years and all the margins are the same, that's what it's going
to
be.
I don't know how anybody will be able to survive then.
They're not going to.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Nobody's going to have a house. We are screwed.
So if I was 18 years old right now, I'd be buying as many houses as I can.
Well, that's what one person said. Like if instead of sending your kid to college, like if you've got young kids, instead of sending them to college, buy them a house, buy a house right now and rent it out, take all that money, put it into an account for them. And then when they turn 18, 19, 20, 21, whenever you're comfortable giving it to them, give them the house, give them the money and say, there you go.
And they're set for life. That's interesting.
I think about that. Like if we would have bought a house in Lubbock, and I know some people that did, they had kids that had thought about tech was probably going to be their destination. So they bought a house like 4 years before their kids got out of school. rented it out, and then that's where their kids lived the whole time in college.
Is this the coach from Mundy? Because I know he did the same thing.
No.
Coach Welch did that.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Byers did. Byers did it for her, for their kids.
But that's a very smart deal.
So, and I mean, I think they still have the house. Their kids are, I think they still got one kid in college, but I mean, when their kids get out and go do their own thing, they can still rent it out or sell it or, you know, do whatever. But the housing prices were, I don't know what you could have got
affordable
a house for.
Then.
Yeah, I mean, you can't buy it. Me and Jesse could not buy a house in Lubbock now. It's $250,000. But back then, it was...
You could buy one for all your money you'd have to go to, though.
Right. But back then, you could get a nice house for $150,000, probably.
Well, me and Mom would have been screwed.
Why?
Because you'd have finished your college degree, and then Zach would have partied for a semester or two. Payne would have lasted a semester or two, and then we'd have a house out there empty right now.
You wouldn't. You know, you'd rent it out.
No, I know.
So, buy real estate right now, boys and girls.
All right. Well, that's Did You Know by Mallard Bay. Check them out, mallardbay.com. We appreciate you very much. God bless you and have a great day.
Watch for deer. Go check out Mallard Bay. You're going to be looking for another hunt or a fishing trip this summer, hunt in the fall. Check out Mallard Bay. They make booking easier and easier. So check them out.